Here in the Southwest, we have a bit of a tentative relationship with sharks. Of course, we're constantly trialing things to try and minimize the interactions between sharks and people in a bid to reduce the number of attacks. And then we know the likelihood of being attacked is extremely rare, but what's it like when you actually become a statistic? Dave Pearson is the founder of Bite Club, a support group for people who have survived shark attacks and the families of those who have died in attacks. The club has more than 400 members, including some here in the Southwest. Dave joins me on Shark Appreciation Day. Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Stan. How are you today?
I'm okay. What's the first rule of Bite Club?
The first rule in our Bite Club is we talk about our experiences and whether they be good or be bad. We talk about our feelings. So whether we're going through a good day or a bad day, we try and share that amongst other members because we all go through similar things and it's really good to know that you're not alone in it.
Yeah, you were attacked by a bull shark, I understand, back in 2011 off the coast of New South Wales. How did that experience change your life?
Amazingly for the better. Actually, it gave me a new perspective on life. And I say it quite often, there's nothing like nearly dying to appreciate being alive. And, you know, I got to see what I thought was my last sunset. I laid on a picnic table while my mates administered first aid and watched the sun go down. And I thanked everyone for getting me as far as they did and realised I was about to pass away and just said, you know, it's a beautiful night to die. And, yeah, from then on, my life has been different.
Wow, yeah, that's extraordinary. You talked about, you know, the first rule of the club is to talk. What other things do you do to support, you know, people that have been impacted by sharks in Australia?
Just personal visits. You know, there's nothing like sitting down, having a cup of coffee with someone who's going through a few tough times and, you know, letting them know that the future will be bright again. It is kind of dark after a while of, you know, you get attacked by a shark and, you know, post-traumatic stress is a big issue in our group and our members, you know, a lot of our members will go through it and it is a tough thing to deal with. But, yeah, if we know someone is really struggling, we'll try and get there in any way we can just to sit down and say, you know, there is light, there is support and we're here to help you get through it.
We often hear stories of people, particularly surfers, going back in the water as part of, I guess, a process of recovery. How important is going back in the water? And is it even necessary?
It's not really that necessary, but, you know, as most of us love the ocean to start off with, to lose the ocean after a shark attack is just another contributing factor to the post-traumatic stress. It is a really hard thing to give up. If you've loved the ocean and you don't feel comfortable in there at all and you physically can't get back in there, it is very hard on the person mentally as well as, you know, their normal well-being. So we do that quite a bit. We get together with guys and, you know, hopefully, and girls and enjoy their first dip back in the ocean. I mean, what's better if you've got 12 other people surrounding you that have all been attacked by a shark? They all know exactly what's going through your mind as you first go back in. And it's really an emotional and an uplifting experience to be involved in.
What do you think of sharks? Do you appreciate them, Dave, despite, you know, the attack back in 2011?
I've always been pretty indifferent to sharks, and I'm pretty much the same now. Like, you know, if you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. You know, I don't want to get involved. I don't want to interact with them, you know, other than if I see one, I'll get out of the ocean. That's as far as my interaction. If I'm diving and I see one, I, you know, take precaution to keep away from it. I don't want to play with sharks. I don't want to have other people playing with sharks because, you know, there is still some evidence showing that, you know, when we chum sharks up to boats just to get a, you know, a good film, or we throw people in cages just so they can get that really good photo. Is it not teaching the sharks that, you know, people in wetsuits equal food and reward at some stage? And unfortunately, we've had a number of attacks in areas where people like to interact with sharks. So, you know, they're a part of the ocean. They're out there. I respect that, and they need to be there. So I just try and keep away from them as long as they'll keep away from me.
That is a fair point. All right, Bite Club. How can people learn more about the club and get involved?
Well, unfortunately, to get involved, you have to be involved in a shark attack. Usually,
of course.
We did originally open ourselves up to the general public, and unfortunately, we were invaded with people who had their own agenda. Mm. And, you know, I respect everybody's rights and their beliefs. And, you know, but we're only here. We're a people group, not a shark group. And it's hard for people to understand that. And, yeah, we support those who have been involved in attacks and those who've had their lives adversely affected. And, you know, even those who have made, you know, a change in their life afterwards and are actually out there doing shark conservation projects. I mean, you know, if that's the result of your shark attack, that's fine with us as well. And we support everybody in our group who's been involved in a shark attack and just to try and get them through the tough times.